بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi from the Islamic House of Qom is ready to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about, again, the topic of Quran desecration and whether burning the Holy Quran is a good way of criticizing it or not. As we know, at the time of Prophet Abraham, he broke down all the idols, you know, we can say, in order to show that he is against polytheism, he is a fan of monotheism and one united, unique God and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So somehow he showed his criticism against polytheism by breaking the idols. Now, is it true that the we can say critiques of the Islam and the Holy Quran burn it in order to show their, for example, opposition to Islam or something like that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There is a very big difference between insulting and, criticizing and arguing. Now, before going to the story of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, let's refer to chapter Al-An'am, verse 108. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Do not abuse those whom they invoke beside Allah. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, those whom they invoke besides Allah. Allah is referring to the idols.
Yes.
And the fact that as Muslims, we are not allowed to abuse them, which means to, for example, use foul language even against the idols.
Yes.
Why? فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرَ عِلْمٍ. Mm-hmm. Lest they should abuse Allah out of hostility without any knowledge. So you see, there is a big difference between being an enemy to the idols, being, monotheistic, being a monotheist,
yes,
and not to be an idolater, and disrespecting them and doing abusing them, using foul language.
Yes.
So although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Muslims that you have no right to insult even the idols, it doesn't mean that you should not oppose idolatry. No, Islam is against polytheism.
Yes.
What does it mean? It means that we need to, of course, preach the monotheistic religion of Islam. We need to be against the polytheism and do all the best to help the people get rid of polytheism.
That's right.
But again, we are not allowed to disrespect, to use foul language even against the idols, let alone, breaking the idols of,
yes,
other people. So that is the point. That is the attitude of the religion of Islam. Islam does not allow you to disrespect the holy places of other people and the holy scriptures of the followers of other religions. This is the viewpoint of the religion of Islam. That is why, as a Muslim, you have no right to disrespect the scripture of Jews, Christians, or the followers of any religion. This is the
But idol worshipping is allowed, you mean?
No.
No? But how is it that Prophet Muhammad, for example, did so in the Kaaba?
I will come to that. So, Islam is against idol worshipping.
Yes.
Islam tries its best to help the people get rid of polytheism.
Yes.
But does Islam allow you to disrespect the idol, to use foul language against the idol? I don't mean that Islam tells the Muslim that respect the idols, but says la tasubbu, do not use foul language against the idols. Because if you do that, then they will use foul language against your God. This is one point. Then you refer to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family breaking the idols. Okay? Did the Prophet do that when he was in the city of Mecca? No. The Holy Prophet did that when the Arabian Peninsula became a region for monotheism. All the people converted to the religion of Islam. Okay? Yes. So okay. In that case, I mean, under such conditions and situation, no one is worshipping the idols anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if they are, I mean, they are in minorities. So it is done only after the conquest of Mecca, when all the people of Mecca, Medina, and later some other regions, they are Muslims. Only in that phase of the religion of Islam, the idols are in Kaaba are broken, because no one is worshipping them anymore. Before that, you do not find any example when the Holy Prophet was in Mecca, he has ever broke any idol. Does it mean that the Holy Prophet is respecting the idols? Of course not.
No.
But at the end of the day, as Muslims, you are not allowed to use foul language against the idols and disrespect what other people respect.
Okay.
Having said that, we come to the story of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now the question is that, okay, that is true about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family, but Ibrahim broke the idols
which
were worshipped by the people.
Yes.
And
And there was no Kaaba on that time, was it?
No. Kaaba was built by Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, of course, because according to some narrations, Kaaba has been built by several prophets. Maybe the first of them has been Prophet Adam alayhi salam, and Ibrahim alayhi salam just rebuilt that. Anyway, so the story of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam might be used by some people for desecration of the Quran. But the point is that when we read this story, we come to a different conclusion. The story is mentioned in chapter Al-Anbiya from verse 51 onwards. We see a series of arguments between Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and those people, the idol worshippers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter Al-Anbiya verse 51, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ. Certainly we had given Abraham his probity before. وَكُنَّا بِهِ عَالَمِينَ. And we knew him.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah. We worship Allah and no one but Allah.
Yes.
From verse 52, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the different arguments by Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. First, إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَا هَذِهِ التَّمَاثِيلُ الَّتِي أَنْتُمْ لَهَا عَاكِفُونَ. When he said to his father, who was not his biological father, he was his uncle, and his people, what are these images to which you keep on clinging? قَالُوا وَجَدْنَا أَبَاءَنَا لَهَا عَابِدِينَ. They said, we found our fathers worshipping them.
Yes.
Then Ibrahim عليه السلام argues, لَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ أَنْتُمْ وَأَبَاءُكُمْ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. He says, certainly you and your fathers have been in a manifest error. It doesn't make sense that you are following them, you are worshipping just because your fathers were worshipping them. They were in error. قَالُوا أَجِئْتَنَا بِالْحَقِّ أَمْ أَنْتَ مِنَ اللَّاعِبِينَ. They said, are you telling the truth or are you just kidding? قَالْ بَلْ رَبُّكُمْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He said, indeed, your Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth.
Yes.
وَأَنَا عَلَى ذَلَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. And I affirm that. Okay. Now, in verse 58, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the story of breaking the idols. فَجَعَلَهُمْ جُذَاذًا إِلَّا كَبِيرًا لَهُمْ. Ibrahim broke the idols into pieces, all except the biggest of them.
Yes.
لَعَلَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that they might come back to it or come back to him. Now, here the first question is that, what was the motivation, what was the reason of Ibrahim alayhi salam breaking the idol? Did he want to disrespect them?
Mm-hmm.
Or he wanted to give the people a message to bring another argument.
Or lesson, that's right.
The point is that if he wanted to disrespect the idols, he should have broken the biggest of them, because it was the main idol. But the verse reads, Ibrahim alayhi salam broke all the idols except the biggest of them. Which means that Ibrahim alayhi salam had a plan to give the people a message, to bring another argument for the people.
Yes.
And the following verses also prove that. قَالُوا مَنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا بَأَلَهَتَنَا إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. They said, whoever has done this to our gods, he is indeed a wrongdoer. قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا فَتَنْ يَذْكَرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. They said, we heard a young man mentioning them. He is called Abraham. قَالُوا فَأْتُوا بِهِ عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِ النَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْهَدُونَ. They said, bring him before the people's eyes so that they may bear witness against him.
Yes.
قَالُوا أَأَنْتَ فَعَلْتَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. They said, was it you who did this to our gods or Abraham? قَالْ بَلْ فَعَلَهُ كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا. He said, no, it was the biggest one of them who did it. The biggest idol broke the other idols. فَاسْأَلُوهُمْ إِنْ كَانُوا يَنْتَقُونَ. Ask them if they can speak. Now, this is the argument mentioned by Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, and it has its positive effect. فَرَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. This is very interesting. Those idol worshippers, they came to themselves, they thought for a while, and said to one another, indeed, it is you who are the wrongdoers. ثُمَّ نُكِسُوا عَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِهِمْ. Then they hung their heads, their heads. لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا هَؤُلَاءِ يَنْتَقُونَ. They said, you certainly know that they cannot speak. Mm-hmm. And Ibrahim alayhi salam brought another argument. قال أفتعبدون من دون الله ما لا ينفعكم شيئا ولا يضركم. He said, then do you worship beside Allah that which cannot cause you any benefit or harm? أفل لكم ولما تعبدون من دون الله. Fie on you and what you worship beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you not exercise your reason? أفلا تعقلون. So you see, we have this breaking the idols done by Ibrahim alayhi salam,
yes.
There is no doubt about that. But what matters is the intention. The intention of Ibrahim alayhi salam is bringing another argument for guiding the people,
yes.
And for helping them getting rid of polytheism. As I mentioned, if he wanted to insult the idol worshippers and the idols, then he should have broken the biggest idol, but he did not do that. He kept it, I mean, he didn't break it, just to give them a lesson, to tell them that it was done by the greatest idol, and people come to know that, I mean, they cannot do anything, even they cannot defend themselves.
Yes.
So it's very different, as I mentioned, the intention matters. It's very different from desecration the Quran by these ignorant people. Their intention is just to insult this heavenly book.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned, as Muslims, we have no right to disrespect the holy places of the followers of other religions. Are we allowed, for example, as Muslims, to go to a Hindu temple and disrespect that place and break the idols? No. I mean, I don't believe that any Muslim scholar in India, for example, would allow the Muslim that you may or you are obliged to go to the Hindus temples. They are idol worshippers, of course, and they have idols inside the temples. So are we allowed as Muslims to go inside the temples and break the idols? No. And this is the logic of the religion of Islam. لا تسبوا. You have even, not only you have no right to break the idols, you have no right to use foul language against them. Islam is the religion of logic and argument. The Holy Prophet of Islam, before the establishment of the religion of Islam, did not break any idol in the city of Mecca. As I mentioned, he did it when the whole Mecca embraced the religion of Islam.
That's right.
So there is a big difference between what was done by Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, whose intention was bringing a new argument for the people, and the intention of these ignorant people burning the Noble Book of Quran.
All right, thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding whether it is our right to disrespect the Holy Quran because we want to criticize it or not, or whether is it possible to desecrate the scriptures and the holy places of the other religions if you want to criticize them. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fi al-jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. Inna fi al-jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين